Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from InvestUSA.org is Michael Letts. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, Bill. Appreciate the opportunity of being on your show. You know, there's so much continuing to go on in the media across the world stage, for that matter. Terrorism threat continues to be escalated. Of course, we just got additional information with the bombing runs we did in Syria, trying to protect the American troops against the Iranian excursions, shall we say, some of their Hezbollah. They have now upped the ante to call on immediate strikes within the U.S. We'll see. You know, I'm very comfortable that we're going to have terrorist strikes, whether it will be immediate or days away, remains to be seen. But I thought we'd take a minute just to let the general public know that we still have the thin blue line. It is thin. It is stretched. We've had thousands upon thousands that have either had to be forced out because of that COVID vaccination mandate a while back, or simply because of the fact that one person can only take so much, Bill. With the mainstream media, you know, having portrayed them as being racist, insensitive, et cetera, and that we should be defunded. But let me give a couple quick stories that just happened over the last few days. We had two officers that were severely injured, one dead, the one was in critical condition. And here's the interesting part about that. They were simply responding to a call in a subdivision, had pulled off the road onto the grass, were fixing to go up to answer the call. It was a domestic violence call. And out of nowhere, a van just comes flying down the road, aims at them, and hits them both, pins them both against the car. Kills the one, you know, just severely injures the other. Not related at all to that home incident, home address, or to the call that was out there. Had just merely been targeted. We had four deputies, LA County Sheriff's deputies, all committed suicide the same day, a couple of days back. And we're investigating that in terms of some of it had to do with perhaps they had had to enforce on the COVID vaccination. And had a little difficult time dealing with some of the side effects of that. Others, part of that was just they see what's transpiring. You know, you begin to get just smash and grab everything that's going on. No accountability, no actions, and yet they're vilified. It becomes a difficult career move, especially when you're depending on that to take care of your family. You know, one of the things I want to point out, I know this is controversial, but it's factual. George Floyd, particular situation. Of course, the officer's already serving time, and it was said because he had put pressure and suffocated George Floyd. When the actual coroner's report, the final report, not the initial report indicated there had been some concern with breathing. The final report said it was due to drug overdose. So his drug overdose is what caused his demise, not officers trying to stop someone who was on drugs. So because of that, now he, his family is jeopardized. He's spending time in jail because of it. He was just simply trying to do his job. But one of the other positive notes, Bill, is this, is we had in New York an incident of a Marine that had enough. He was attempting to jump off the bridge. He happened to be one of the NYPD officers, happened to also be a fellow Marine, former Marine, and jumped in to save him. Was able to grab him in time, injured himself, but was able to bring in that gentleman new hope, new life by being able to intervene. So the purpose in our discussion today is, as we're going in to the additional troubling times, and boy, there is so much to talk about on the horizon as we see the days ahead, we need to stop and bear in mind that we still have a country worth fighting for. We have people that believe in the cause. We have people that believe in patriotism and freedom. And they demonstrate it every day. They do it without gratitude, without thanks. Most officers, very rarely in their career, ever get somebody to come up and say thank you for a job well done or thank you for putting your life on the line to protect us. And so I want to take a minute for a shout-out, Bill, to thank every officer that's listening right now for the fact that you put it on the line every day for people you don't know, people that probably don't like you, for that matter. But yeah, you're willing to because you know it's the right thing to do to have a society that has law and order, and we thank you for your service.
Yeah, I mean, right now, especially the ones that are serving. I mean, it's not easy to get people to be police officers nowadays, is it?
No, in fact, all across the country, Bill. In fact, we are headed out here shortly to Texas to hand out vests in Arlington, Dallas, and other places and along the border. To find the biggest concern I get from chiefs and sheriffs all across the country because they have nobody to come up to the ranks. We're losing them left and right, and nobody's going to take their place. That's why you're having agencies that say, hey, we're at typically 1,000, 1,200 officers. That's a pretty good-sized agency. Now we're at 600 and 700. They're down that low, and it continues to dwindle. Because here's what happens. It is a kind of a vicious cycle, Bill. So you have, let's just say you have 200 officers. You have 50 or 70 of them that have left and fired because of the vaccine mandate, just had enough, figured another career. So now you end up with, you got 130 officers. Well, the politicians don't want the public to think they're still not getting the same amount of protection. So they make all these 130 now double up. No more holidays, no more vacation, double shifts to try to make up for the difference of not having people in the field. Well, the only thing that accomplishes, Bill, is it burns them out twice as fast. So then they end up leaving. So it is a downward spiral. So then they quickly go into, okay, well, we're going to fund police after all. We're going to maybe even give you a little 2% bonus if you sign up. After everything that people have been through, money's not the answer. Is that, I mean, we need, obviously, funding, and we need additional officers. But the way they've been treated, it's going to take a lot more than that. And I think people are seeing now that if there's no law enforcement, there's definitely a two-tier justice system. And we as a society are in for a real mess. We don't get to handle the situation.
Well, that's true. And, I mean, when you look at... Well, I mean, did you see what happened in San Francisco the other day?
So much is happening in San Francisco. You talking about the cleaning up? You talking
cleaning
about
up, but I mean, law enforcement came out there in force and everything. And and I know that you don't know. You can't possibly know. I don't know. But it sort of seems like when they decide to have a purpose, they can clean a town up. And yeah, well, that's a blue town too. I mean, it's leftist.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. I've got context. I've got a lot of context over there as well. They all told the same thing. It was because of the fact that the governor, Newsom, wanted to do a dog and pony with Xi Jinping. And so he sent in not just San Francisco PD. They sent in highway patrol. They sent in state troopers. I mean, they sent in state law enforcement. Anybody they could find. And they did two things. First of all, they enforced the law. So in other words, instead of having people just, you know, putting up a tent in the middle of the freeway, decided I'm going to live in the middle of the freeway, they took everything down. And they brought fire trucks in with copper hoses.
Hold on right there about enforcing the law and bringing in the fire trucks and everything. Talking to Michael Letts from investusa.org and also a writer at American Thinker. You can catch his stuff all over the place. And he's become quite the collaborator for me. I thoroughly enjoy having him on the show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. We're talking to Michael Letts. He was just giving me his analysis of what he saw happening in San Francisco right quick. And he started out with them enforcing the law, and then
he brought out the sanitation workers. They brought out the fire trucks, you know, with the water hoses. And they basically cleaned that place up, you know, just overnight. I mean, they put women out in massive force. And when I say uphold holding the law, of course, every city has no law ordering laws, things like that. They moved them out. And suddenly, you know, it changed the whole dynamics in terms of crime. Suddenly they're seeing all these law enforcement officers on the street. And they figured they better just go find some other place to bug for a few days till things return back to normal. So the point it drives, Bill, is what you just said. We can get a handle on this if we have the will to do so. It's when we have politicians that want to have a particular purpose in mind. Their purpose in mind is to control you. So they want you to not be comfortable. They don't want you to be safe. They want you to be just concerned enough to where you feel dependent. And that's what they've been tempted to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just found that interesting that without any extra money.
Correct.
They went out and did that. They did that. They put that together.
Well, it's interesting, Bill, what you just mentioned. They, you know, we're always talking about we're going to cut. We don't have any more money for police. We're going to defund the police. The budgets have never been the issue. The money is always there. It's the priorities. It's the will. And it's with the underlying factor. They want to create a chaos. They want you to depend on the government. And the best way they can create chaos is they want to send a clear message that if we trim the funding, we got plenty of it, but if we trim the funding, then this is what happens. You know, violent crime ensues, increases. If we play it off to our base, the progressive, liberal, democratic ideology that, look, we're not locking people up. We're rehabilitating people. We're giving them a second chance. Mm-hmm. So they get their base excited. The dollars they save is inconsequential. But then they begin to have people demand, oh, we're unsafe. Now you got to do something. So if they decide to bring a few more officers back, if they can find them, that's the key. They don't realize the damage that they're doing, Bill. But if they bring a few more officers back and now crime goes down a couple points, they can take credit. See what great politicians we are? Mm-hmm. We have solved your problem once again.
Once again. Once
and that's
again.
Just a that's a horribly deceptive and a horrible way for society to operate.
Yeah, but aren't they going to have a little bit of a problem in San Francisco when they let it go back to the way it was?
Well, there's no question. You'll start to see that go back tomorrow. Because they did a one-time spot, and then now they want to get back to where they were before because they want to make sure that they have control of the people. So they'll let it come back, and then they like playing games with it, like cat and mouse. They will let it get bad, let it roll for a while, and then they'll step in right before election time, clean up a little bit, make you think that they have really done something. But what I think is happening, Bill, is the American people are becoming wise. They see right through it. And they see the deception that our politicians are doing in operating that way. And they're saying, enough's enough. We're going to remember. And we remember at election time.
Yeah. I think Gavin has gotten out there. And, I mean, I think he, in his, I think they believe that they can just do this stuff and everything's going to be okay.
They really do. They think the American public has been dumbed down. And the sad part about the statement I just made is to a degree they're right. And I don't know if I would call it dumb. Well, it would be dumbed down. You take our educational system, which is probably one of the worst in the world now. It used to be the best. You take the fact that we have no values or principles. We take the fact that we're just dependent on the government. Hey, the government give me a free cell phone. The government give me this or that. So we really don't care. We just rock along, let the government do, control us like sheep. And because of that, they have brought us, this country, to the demise of the way it is today, which is why it is vital that we have to break this cycle, that we have to restore justice, we have to bring back liberty and freedom.
What are your thoughts? I think we got enough time for this. What do you think about Mike Johnson?
No, Mike has always been, and I've known Mike well, very stout, very conservative, very principled. I will tell you this, and because I think you're not the first guest or radio show host to ask me that question in the last 24 hours. You know, it's difficult to also govern when you have so many variations in opinions.
All right.
So you got Mike wanting to say, we're not going to give you fund another dime for anything. No continuing resolution. This is it. You either do what you're supposed to do, but you don't have the votes to get it passed. And so you realize you're either going to get run over by an elephant, or you got to figure out how to grab its tusk and at least steer it in some venue as to where it's headed.
Right.
And that becomes a great challenge. And it's not an enviable position to be in. I will tell you this, though, Bill, and this is what I encourage Mike when I talk to him, is we've had enough grabbing the bull, the horns of the elephant, and trying to steer. It usually goes a foot to the left, foot to the right, but it really doesn't make that much difference. It's time to just bring the bull down and let the house crash and see what happens.
Well, you know, the reason I ask that is because he took on a position that I would never have taken. Because he's trying to herd cats. He obviously is he's like a snowbank. He's like a field of snow with no footprints in it. He's not rich. He's not beholden to anybody. He's the times I've seen him in various committees and everything, he has seemed like he's solid.
Correct.
But he's also intercepted a vehicle that's rolling downhill really, really, really fast.
He jumped in front of it, and he's not the Incredible Hulk, but
right.
He slammed it. I think that vehicle got him with the vehicle.
Right, so he's riding the vehicle right now. I think he's trying to get in a position to steer it, but he's riding it, and I don't know exactly. You know, a lot of people out there are like, oh, he folded like a house of cards. I was like, what did you expect? And on the Republican side, you know, I know some of the Freedom Caucus didn't vote for the continuing resolution, but why is it different now with him in place than it was when McCarthy was in place? Because he was essentially doing the same thing. So in his position, he has my sympathy. I wish him the best. I mean, I know he's some people thought I was beating up on him today. I wasn't beating up on him. I'm just out there saying, look at what he's got to work with.
It's no question. You know, let's use the perfect illustration what just happened last week. You have
We don't have time to go into that. We're about to run out of time. But I've got a question for you.
We'll catch you next time.
Yes, we'll pick that up next time. But I do have a question for you after we get done with this. But you can catch Mr. Letts's work. He's taken off to Texas to go give away a bunch of vests. He's given away over 11,000 protective vests to law enforcement. That's his thing. That's his passion, making sure that – and there's about 900,000 sworn police officers in the United States today. I don't know how many of them have vests, but he's working on getting one for every one of them. And you can find his work at AmericanThinker.com. So, in any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. President Biden maintains his belief that Chinese President Xi Jinping is a dictator.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is based on a form of government totally different than ours.
Biden was questioned about whether he would continue using the term after the significant meeting with the Chinese leader in San Francisco. A jury has convicted David DePapp, who was charged with breaking into the home of Representative Nancy Pelosi and hitting her 83-year-old husband in the head with a hammer in an act of political violence. DePapp, a Canadian citizen who was living in San Francisco at the time, was found guilty by a jury in federal court Thursday of assault and kidnapping charges. Consumers might experience a decline in grocery prices, as Walmart's CEO suggests the U.S. food industry could be entering a phase of deflation after 3 years of significant inflation. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org and AmericanThinker.com. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. I'm always on the lookout for trying to, you know, get a different revenue stream here and there. And I must admit that I'm very envious of the residents' revenue streams because he seems to have constant revenue streams coming from the craziest places. What are we seeing? Well, who's paying the resident besides us taxpayers right now?
Look, here's what's amazing is this came up during the election. Remember, Joe Biden was asked the question, have you involved with your son's business? And have your son received anything from China or any other foreign governments? And the answer was, absolutely not. I don't discuss any business with my son. And our family has never received a dime from any foreign government. Mm. Well, the House Oversight Committee under James Comer, you remember they just took over at the first of the year. So they haven't been working it very long. Now, let me backtrack for a second. How did they think that they could make those statements and not get caught? They had bragged about it on Hunter Biden's emails on his computer system, but they were going to set up anywhere from 10 to 20 LLCs and stack them, what we call stack them, so that it would funnel this way. By the time you were able to trace it through all the funneling, it would take you 10 to 20 years to do so. Maybe long gone by then. So that was their intent. Now, we've only been working it for 9 months, but we have already uncovered literally tens of millions of dollars. And as of this last week, a few days ago, I actually now have checks written to Joe Biden from the shell company that received the payment from the Communist Chinese Party. So it's a direct link to Joe, shows that he received $40,000 on this one check alone. What's interesting to show how accurate
the investigation has been is you remember Hunter Biden in another one of his emails. You remember he left that computer. What an idiotic thing to do because you have everything, all the evidence there now. He said that, hey, under this operation scheme, the big guy gets 10%. Of course, the big guy referring to Joe Biden himself.
Right.
Well, this was one payment for $400,000 to Hunter Biden, and 10% of that is $40,000. And guess what the check's made out for? $40,000. So that's just one. There was another one that just came out a couple days ago. $220,000 check written by Joe's brother James to Joe. And in the bottom it says, loan repayment. The problem with that, Bill, is there's no documentation anywhere filed with anything that shows that there ever was a loan given by Joe to Jim to begin with. So, once again, you see this money coming through these various LLCs that have been filed. There's no question now, it's beyond dispute, that he has received money from foreign governments, which is a violation of the law. That's called treason. It's called bribery. And there's no question that the actions of this administration are directly tied with the revenue that's been given to him by these various foreign government entities. You take a look. Here's what's interesting. Another thing that we were mentioning in this whole money laundry scheme. Ukraine has just come out with a list of officials that they have given money to in donations. Now, you remember it's illegal for a foreign government to give you donations. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars to a list that's probably a half a page, three quarters of a page long, from anywhere from Joe Biden, Mike Pence, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, and we're talking about each one of these getting either 20, 30, 50, 80 million dollars coming from Ukraine.
Right.
Where is that? How is that money getting funneled? Well, you remember the president is pushing so hard because remember he's getting some of this money back for a funding package to Ukraine and Israel. And I remember he says we stand by Israel. But when the House passes a funding package to help Israel militarily during this time of crisis with Hamas, he said he's going to veto that. Why? Because he wanted the package to include a huge, some billions of dollars for Ukraine as well. And why is he pushing that so hard? You can't get money back if you don't give them the money to give you back. So that is a cash cow, and they're not about to give it up. But unfortunately, what is so frustrating is what we've seen in the last 24 hours in this list. Now, bear in mind, let me give credit where credit's due. The list came from the Ukrainian government, so we're having to validate it. But, you know, I kind of have my questions as to why the Ukrainian government would issue it if they didn't have some validation to what they were saying. But understand that that is now, you're seeing how this foreign money is influencing our policies. They've got the goods on Joe, so, hey, we need billions of dollars for Ukraine. If you don't give it, we're going to spill the goods. China, we've given you hundreds of millions of dollars. If you don't do what we say and operate that way, what do we want? We want an open border. Why do we want an open border? Because we provide all the drugs for fentanyl. We've got a deal struck with the cartels. They're kind of our net distribution network center. But we're the ones making a handsome profit off the chemicals used to make fentanyl. So we need to keep that open. By the way, it doesn't hurt us as well to go ahead and destroy your young people, knock off some of them at the same process. But we want an open border. You'll notice during the times I've been on your show here recently, Bill, how you just can't argue that the border should be closed. We have known terrorists. We've talked about it. We've talked about terrorists now with explosives and ordinances that are coming across the border. Why would anybody subject its citizens to the possibility of terrorist attacks in their right mind, knowing that the Constitution, the first thing it requires is provide for the common defense? That's the first job of the federal government. They have totally abdicated their responsibility. Why? They've been paid off. They've accepted bribes, which is treason. They've sold our government out, and now we're going to have to pay for it. And this is where I get back to the issue that becomes somewhat controversial, but people need to hear it. How do you stop an administration that has gone so awry? Well, quite frankly, it's hard to stop people at the very top. your presidency, your chief law enforcement officers like FBI, DOJ. The only people that can really stop them is the military. The Constitution provides for the establishment of a military tribunal. We're at that stage now. The military tribunal has got to step forward and go ahead and start holding people accountable, or we're going to lose this country.
Right.
So that is, unfortunately, where we're at. I know it's not the greatest of news. It's not news I want to give to you. But we have got to wake up and do something, or, Bill, we're going to lose it all.
Yeah. More than, you know, it's... There's a lot of stuff like that. I mean, there's so many different facets to losing it all. They have done so many different things that seem to be, it's almost like the election. You know, the election was a confluence of different schemes that they put together. Mail-in voting.
Correct.
Ballot stuffing. Ballot harvesting, you know. Then counting, the way they did the counts and everything. So all that stuff they did, it was a weird sort of, it was odd that the leftists were able to put together this combination of things to steal the election. Now we have this combination of things that's just about sinking us. So,
anyway, well, you know, we're talking about that.
Hang on one second. We're coming up on the break. And I'm talking to Michael Letts. Now, Michael Letts is a writer at AmericanThinker.com. He writes a lot of articles. And he's one of these guerrilla writers too. He gets in there and he hits you hard between the eyes with the topic and with the part of it that matters. And he's not too he doesn't waste any of your time or any of his time with the stuff he's writing. And at the same time, he gets to the point, and that's what matters the most. Then also he does something called Invest USA, which is this is him giving well over 11,000 protective vests to law enforcement over the course of time, and that's still ongoing. It's probably 12,000 or 13,000 by the time I get done saying it. So constantly, that's the thing. You should go to investusa.org and contribute to that. That would be good. And of course, he's a political commentator too, which I thoroughly enjoy his political commentary. We'll carry on with this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5. 800-332-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Michael Letts. We were just speaking about the payroll of some Chinese shell company that pays old Joe Biden and apparently a few other people as well. Does that surprise you that there's some Republicans peppered throughout there?
No, actually, it doesn't. In fact, it ties in with what you were saying. How are they able to pull this off? You know, if it was just Democrats, it would be more difficult. But when you have rhinos helping the cause, they don't want to give up their source of income either. And that is how you keep this stuff moving. When they get into Congress, they forget their values, their ethics, and their morals. And they figure out, you know, this works out pretty good. I get a lot of money for doing nothing. And in fact, it takes a lot of money now to run for office. So, gee, I don't have to really worry about fundraising campaign-wise. I keep the deals on the side. I've got a nice war chest. I make sure that I budget enough to make sure I have a nice lifestyle as well. This is something I just want for the rest of my life. I'm going to take, you know, I don't believe in term limits. I'm going to keep this going as long as I can. And to make that happen, you got to play the game. And so you're finding very few statesmen that are willing to destroy the game for the betterment of our country. But there are a lot of rhinos and politicians that want to get in it for the greed and the money.
Do you ever think that, I mean, I sit around and I hear people go, we need term limits. And I don't disagree with that. The only problem is those have got to be voted in by the guys that would affect.
Correct.
And so we're asking them to kill the cash cow.
Exactly. You know, what I find interesting, of course, this really gets people upset or thinking, one of the two. So I tell them, okay, instead of term limits, I've got a different proposal for term limits. Let's just do what we did for the first 40 to 50 years in Congress. Serve without pay. It costs you to serve. See how many people want to sit up there for how long when they're not getting paid for it. And then suddenly you'll find that the people that are doing it for greed and to get paid don't want to serve anymore. You've got people that want to go up there and say, I'll be willing to make this as my contribution back to the greatest country in the world, and I'll serve a term or two terms and help, you know, put together legislation that benefits us all, then I'll go back and live underneath that legislation. That's where we really need to be. And for that to really happen, we have to actually scale back the size of our government. Because what you don't want is you don't want the bureaucrats to become lifetime members and run the show for regardless of what our elected officials do. So that's where you have to get into the standpoint that it's time that people realize that a public service should be just that, statesmanship. it shouldn't be a quick way to get rich.
Well, makes me wonder now, since you're talking about the Republicans that were getting some paybacks and everything else, a little bit of this here and there, I can see where they go. You know, they, like right now, there's a lot of talk about Mike Johnson not being rich.
Right, yeah, he's not. You know, I thought it was interesting. I know Mike well. I thought it was interesting that Kevin McCarthy had received so much of this money back, but it's just one entity. Literally, it was like $40 to $50 million. You know, it's interesting what you can do with a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can see, that's how you get the speakership. You come in and you say, look, I can raise, I'm getting my own 30, 40 million or 100 million kickback. I'll give 50 or 60 of that to the caucus to help distribute among members that are running. Still make out like a bandit. And now I should be given free reign because I've put all this money into the party to help elect other officials.
Yeah.
The vicious cycle, and it's got to be broken, though, Bill. It has to be broken, or we're never going to survive.
Right. You know, there's been a couple of things that have happened that have made me wonder about the House, for example.
Right.
And the two things are the shooting in Alexandria, which was a real event, and the January 6th kerfuffle, which was a manufactured event.
Correct.
But in both cases, the political class were the ones that were ostensibly targeted with this, and they have never learned any lesson at all from either one of them.
No, they didn't. And the reason why, just what you said, those were well planned for narrative purposes. They had a reason, they had a narrative they wanted to press, or a goal they wanted to accomplish. They don't care about how it benefits or how it hurts the citizen. They just want their objective. January 6th, you're getting too close to cleaning the house and draining the swamp. So we got to make those people look like idiots, like they're domestic terrorists, that they're a threat to this country, so we can shut them down. They always have an agenda. And that's what's so frustrating. And that gets back to what we talked about a few minutes ago. The only solution right now, when you're top echelons, top law enforcement, DOJ, FBI, the administration is so corrupt. The only way to bring accountability now is what the Constitution provides for. That's a military tribunal. It has to be done.
Yep. Yep.
But there's still hope, you know, and this is what I tell people. Because people say, well, are you discouraged? No, this country, understand, was formed by roughly 10% of the populace in 1776. And quite frankly, Bill, I think there's a lot more than 10% of Americans who are willing to stand and defend freedom,
yeah,
whatever the cost. So it's there. The question is, can we rally together to be united? I believe we can. I believe we're just waiting on leadership people to step forward and charge and lead. And I think there's a lot of people in the wings just about fixing to do that.
Well, when we talk about a military tribunal, my only thought is, well, who's running the military right now? What would that look like? I mean, it's a necessary thing, but what would that look like?
Well, here's the great part about it. Military tribunals are established by congressional order and by, you know, the Constitution. They are not run by general officers. They're run by senior grade military officers. In other words, captains, majors, colonels. And they're already in place. We already have military tribunals. We've been using them for some time in the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Still going through some of those cases now. And so what happens is when a military tribunal is convened, which we already have been convened, which is a matter of assigning them a case, you take the information, let's just use Joe Biden. You take the information that you have. Here's all this evidence of bribery, money laundering, and treason. You're the military tribunal, which is these senior officers. Remember, they're not general officers, they're senior officers, are given that information. They have 30 days upon which to review, call in witnesses, call in the defendants for their side, et cetera, et cetera. They have 30 days in which to render a decision. Is this evidence substantial enough to show that there has been a breach of the judicial code? If there has, what is the consequence of that breach? And then it's the military tribunal that actually executes the consequence of that breach. Of course, we know by the Constitution, the breach or the consequence of treason and bribery is an immediate removal from office, besides some of the other things they've got on there. And that is what happens. You say, well, what happens if you remove from office? There are already provisions in the Constitution for that. The president is removed, and the vice president takes over. You say, well, that's even worse, Harris. Well, understand that she would be under part of this military tribunal, because you remember she was appointed by Joe Biden to be the border czar. Y'all remember that?
Right.
Well, it doesn't show how to take a rocket scientist to figure out there's plenty of evidence to show that was a disaster. She has done nothing to secure the American borders and to protect the American people. She's abdicated the responsibility of her constitutional office.
She's going to be the gun control czar, too.
So she's ready to go down. So you can't give it to her. Well, who's the next person in line? Well, it'd be the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Then the President pro tem. And you keep working your way down. I mean, I would think Mike Johnson, third in line, he would be the next then.
Yeah.
Don't know of any scandals on Mike. But you know, you just keep working your way down.
They found out about Mike at the Rolling Stone that he doesn't watch porn. And reported on that like that was a thing. He doesn't watch porn. That's a bad thing.
I'm laughing from that kind of ruined that article, didn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I kind of thought that. That was a free-thinking operation, but apparently not. That's fine. This is we're talking 2023, so the fact that they do that and got away from their core mission, which is to, you know, write about who's the next lead singer of Thin Lizzy, well, that doesn't surprise me. We're about to run out of time. You can find Michael's work, one, at AmericanThinker.com, and he is a very prolific writer there. You can find his passion at investusa.org. This is a project to make sure every law enforcement officer in the United States has a protective vest. He's working on it. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.